RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia, or HTI, disbandment has long been planned. The launching of Blue Book 2017 is inaugurated by European Union and Indonesia. Now, the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said he will take legal action against those wanting to change the national ideology. On Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia, or HTI, President Jokowi said that he is aware that the organization has drawn up legislation to change the national ideology and establish a caliphate in the country. According to the president, the coordinating minister, Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Wiranto, had studied the legal procedures to impose on the HTI. Minister Wiranto announced the government plans to disband HTI last week. The mass organization with a legal entity status is seen as a threat to public order and national unity. However, some have warned that the government could violate the constitution and may lack legal grounds to do so. European Union and Indonesia inaugurated the launching of European Union Indonesia Blue Book 2017 on Wednesday, May 16, 2017, which is in an annual report of development cooperation between European Union and Indonesia. The launching was attended by Deputy Minister of PPN or Head of Bappenas for Development Funding Bappenas, Kennedy Simanjuntak, expert staff to Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection, Sri Danti, and the European Union Ambassador to Indonesia, Vincent Gerard. The main theme of European Union-Indonesia Blue Book this year is Breaking the Barriers Together for Women Economic Empowerment, which describes European Union support for women's empowerment either in economy and politics and to fight against violence based on gender and implementation of gender-oriented policy.
Equality between women and men is, as you know, one of the EU's founding values. The European Union and Indonesia share the belief that gender equality should be at the heart of our societies, and that women empowerment enhances social justice, sustainable development, but also economic growth and peace.
He further said that because of that, the European Union has been very committed to supporting Indonesia to develop a society environment which is worth for the fulfillment of the rights of women of all ages, while achieving an economic and social growth that upholds the values of gender equality. Transportation becomes a very important need and is a must for Indonesian people. The transportation must be supported by good quality built by Indonesian National Standard, SNI. This was affirmed by Chairman of Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, Iskandar Zulkarnain, at seminar of commemorating the World Metrology Day 2017 in Jakarta on Wednesday. He said that there are 37 Indonesian transportations, Indonesian national standards, in which their performance needs to be supported by accurate, reliable, traceable, and trustable measure system. He further said that LIPI, through Center for Metrology Research, plays an important role in researching and developing the measure system.
Kemampuan pengukuran dan ruang lingkup metrologi harus dikelola secara efektif dan efisien.
The capability and scope of meteorology must be managed effectively and efficiently, and it is always demanded to look forward in order to meet the demands of the standard value and accuracy. Moreover, the development of scientific progress at this time demands competent measurement, which is competent in various fields such as energy, materials, telecommunications and information, health, transportation and other application fields. So it must be supported by research and development as well as measurement progress in order to be suitable with measurement methods and measurement standards required. Some meteorology roles in supporting national transportation are providing traceability of measuring instruments used such as PT Garuda Indonesia to ensure flight safety.
Untuk memastikan keselamatan penerbangan.
Meanwhile, head of LIPI Center for Meteorology Research, Mego Pinandito, said that LIPI is so active to join the Inter-Laboratory Comparisons Asia-Pacific Meteorology Program, so the result of measurement is reliable and approved in international level. Even he explained that 82 national measurement of Center for Meteorology Research have been registered at International Bureau of Weights and Measures database. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in cooperation with experts from the Center for Digital Society University Gajah Mada, held a joint study on the future of digital diplomacy for Indonesia. More than 30 experts in diplomacy and information communication technology, as well as 100 observers, consultants, academics, and foreign diplomats participated in the expert meeting on diplomacy, which was held in the Faculty of Social and Political Science of the Gajah Mada University on Wednesday. Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister A.M. Fahir said at a press conference, the diplomacy must be able to answer the digital challenges because Indonesian current digital world has changed the participants as well as encouraged the spirit of transparency. Thus, current diplomacies should seize the space of public information and provide information quickly, accurately, and correctly. 44 Indonesian companies opened outlets at the 19th Cross-Strait Fair for Economy and Trade in Fuzhou, Fujian Province, China, on May 18 to 22, 2017. Coordinator of Social and Cultural Function of Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, Santo Darmo Sumarto, said in Beijing on Wednesday that the companies which participate in the exhibitions due to invitations of the government of Fuzhou City and Fujian Province. Santo Darmo Sumarto also said that the city government of Fuzhou, as the host of the 19th exhibition, provides 100 stands to the Indonesian government. However, the Indonesia only take 56 stands, which will be filled by 44 companies from the country. Santo Darmo Sumarto further said that the companies from Indonesia which participated in the exhibition motivated in various fields, among others trade, tourism, property and related sector. The Indonesian government has allocated 5.3 trillion rupiah in funds for the revitalization of vocational schools in the country. Director General of Elementary and Secondary Education of the Education and Culture Ministry, Hamid Muhammad, said after inaugurating a vocational school revitalization program at the Manahan Sports Stadium in Solo, Central Java, on Wednesday, the revitalization program focuses on five aspects, including education, curriculum, teachers, learning facilities, and cooperations with industries. He expressed the hope that the curriculum of vocational schools will always be upgraded and adjusted to demand from industries. Likewise, the quality of teachers must always be improved. In addition, vocational schools should also have good learning facilities, including practice rooms. Hamid also said he continues to encourage all vocational schools to establish partnerships with industries so that they will have communications on job opportunities. He further said many companies and industries have complained about the quality of vocational schools graduates. They need to improve their skills in order to pass a competencies and certification test. The last item. National Research Council, or DRN, revealed that Indonesian Research Fund for Plantation Sector, especially palm oil, was minimum compared to neighboring countries. Chairman of Food and Agricultural Commission of DRN, Haryono, said in Jakarta on Wednesday, Indonesian government should pay more attention to palm oil plantation as a forex earner. Strong research for plantation sector would optimize the result of plantation commodities to gain higher competitiveness. The former head of research and plantation development said, lack research impacted less productivity of people plantation, especially the palm oil. Research on plantation was very important to develop stronger national plantation. Therefore, the government should give more portions to it. Haruyono further said the total fund for research must be doubled or tripled. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Of Indonesia, wherever you are. Thank you for joining the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. Listener, the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 ended on April 30th, and now is the time you've been waiting for. The announcement of the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. Based on the Indonesian Tourism Ministry letter dated on May 5th, 2017, on the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017, here are the winners. Mitsuaki Horike from Japan, Takashi Kawai from Japan, Akio Uemura from Japan, Prithviraj Purkayasta from India, Pradeep Chandra Kundu from India, Adita Pritika Subramanian from India, Titong Yang from China, Kong Lei from China, Chao Yanping from China, and Michael Cunningham from Australia. On behalf of Indonesian Tourism Ministry and Voice of Indonesia, we would like to congratulate all the winners. The winners are invited to visit Indonesia from May 27 until 31st, 2017. Those who have been mentioned as the winners in this announcement must complete their travel documents and prominent figure form and send them along with your photo to our email address, wiquiz2017@gmail.com. wiquiz2017@gmail.com. Once again, congratulations, and we are looking forward to seeing you in Indonesia.
Listener commentary today entitled President Joko Widodo Meet Interfaith Figures. Some interfaith figures had met with President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta more recently. They expressed their support to the government to stop all impulse that could pose conflict in the community. They also appealed to the public, although Indonesia is a democratic country, in campaign aspiration they should be through the right corridor of the law of politeness, civilization, and referring to good morality. Simultaneously, they also support efforts to strengthen the state ideology Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution in the framework of Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia and KRI and Unity in Diversity or Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. In the event, President Joko Widodo also ordered the National Police Chief Tito Karnavian and Armed Forces Chief Gatot Nurmantio not to hesitate to crack down on all forms of hate speech and action that disrupt unity and brotherhood. Law enforcement officials must also be able to maintain the authority and firm stance and be fair when seeing any events that harmed the nation and state instead of playing a role in weakening the law. For the Indonesian nation, the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia and KRI is a fixed price that must be maintained together. But the state may be split if people do not respect each other. It's time for all elements of the nation to take responsibility for maintaining diversity and brotherhood in the frame of Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia. Listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event which occurred on May 18, 1978. It's about International Museum Day. May 18, 1978 was commemorated as International Motion Day for the first time. The determination is content of resolution which was issued by International Council of Missions in the 12th session in Moscow on 28 May 1977. According to resolution, the determination aims to attract people on mission activity of cultural exchange and enrichment tools and to develop understanding and peace among people in the world. The next event was in 1980 when Mountain St. Helens erupted. Mountain St. Helens is located at Skamania County, Washington, United States. Public eruption occurred on 18 May 1980. Consequently, the peak of the mountain decreased from 2,950 meters to become 2,550 meters, and 70, as you said, and 57 people were killed in the event. The eruption of Mount St. Helens was noted as the worst eruption throughout the American history. And the last event was in 1998 when students occupied the House of Representatives building. In a state that began to control after gripping for several days since the shot of 360 students and the occurrence of major unrest in Indonesia, on 18 May 1998, Monday afternoon, hundreds of students from City Forum together with Community Forum of Students of Jakarta, Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi, succeeded to penetrate into the House Representatives building in Jakarta. They demanded the investigation of the 360 student shootings, the rejection of Suharto's appointment as president, the dissolution of the House of Representatives People Consular Assembly 1998, the formation of new government, and the immediate economic recovery. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is our arrival service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is PPMI 3 2070 becomes a good momentum to face the era of ASEAN Community and Asia Free Trade Area. Stay tuned. Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin is expecting the National Madrasah Scout Campaign PPMN 3 2017 to be a right momentum to face the era of free competition of ASEAN Economic Community AEC and the ASEAN Free Trade Area AFTA with the increasingly rich challenge of human resource competition. He views that Indonesia should no longer be proud of its natural resources. Abandoned natural resources without the support of superhuman quality and integrity can potentially affect and humiliate the nation. Thus, the Scout movement through the activities PPMN3 and the Minister of Religious Affairs are committed to building Indonesian young people to become superior and responsible citizens. This was affirmed by Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin when opening the campaign Scout of National Madrasah PPMN 3 2017 at Tanah Camp Scout of Selawangan, Segantan, Koba, Central Bangka, Regency Bangka Belitung Province on last Tuesday. Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin added that through the values of Dasa Dharma or Ten Service, the Scouts teach skills, discipline, independence, solidarity, integrity, and responsibility. The adolescent values of the Scout movement are in fact important asset and prerequisite for the nation of Indonesia to become advanced, superior and competitive nation. He also said that in passing the era of free competition, ASEAN Economic Community and ASEAN Free Trade Area, he urged the Scout members of Madrasah to innovate the pattern of education and training of Scouting amidst today's street competition. Today's Scouts should take positive action not only by applauding and yelling, but also being good at IT and being able to open a new business. Thus, many young entrepreneurs will be trained through the Boy Scout movement. It's time to ground the values of Dasa Dharma of the Scout in the context of changing challenges. The Scout Madrasah National PPMN 3 has been held from 14 to 20 of May. The activity that is dedicated to scout enforcement at Madras Aliyah level is attended by more than 800 participants from 34 provinces across Indonesia. Each province sends 20 people, consisting of men and women. Meanwhile, the branch contingent of Bangka Belitung province sends 32 people, consisting of men and women. Listener, that's Focus Today. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in cooperation with experts from the Center for Digital Society of Gajah Mada University, held a joint study on the future of digital diplomacy for Indonesia. 44 Indonesian companies opened outlets at the 19th Cross-Strait Fair for Economy and Trade in Fuzhou, Fujian Province, China, on May 18 to 22, 2017. The Indonesian government has allocated 5.3 trillion rupiah in funds for the revitalization of vocational schools in the country. National Research Council, or DRN, revealed that Indonesian research fund for plantation sector, especially palm oil, was minimum compared to neighboring countries. Listener, that was News in Brief of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Indonesian Wonder, and Miss Eleni.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to River Tubing at Tempuran River, so stay tuned. Listener, Lumajang is one of the sub-districts in East Java. The regency is surrounded by various mountains, namely Semeru Mountain in the west, Tengger Bromo Mountains in the north, and also Mount Lamongan. This certainly makes Lamongan region rich in exotic tourism destination places. In the southern part of Lumajang, bordered by the Indian Ocean, that makes the tourism enchantment of this area more complete. In addition, the city is crossed by Petoto River with clear water. Listener, Tempuran River, also called Petoto River. It is located in the Tempuran village, Senduro sub-district, Lumajang Regency, East Java Province. The river is used for river tubing tourism. River tubing is a river trekking tour using inner tube. River tubing in Tempuran River began at the end of 2013. The tour on the river by using the inner tube was initiated by the youth of the local village. There are 5 rapids passing the Tempuran River. However, the amount of rapids can change depending on the weather. Doing river tubing in Tempuran River, you will be accompanied by a tour guide. During the river tubing, you will walk along the rapids with views of bamboo trees along the river. You can enjoy cool air, clear and cold water along the way. In addition, other excitements such as jumping from the cliff can also be tried while you're down the Tempuran River. The rock jumping attraction can be tried at Post 1 of Tempuran River. At the Post 1, you are also given a chance to take a rest. You can drink mineral water for a moment before continuing the journey. From the Post 1, you will be welcomed by many challenging rapids. Following the flow of the main river is the best way to not hamper in the middle of the river. Listener, the last point of rafting in the Tempuran River is a bridge. At the end point, you will be picked up by car. The last point is located in Kemunang Village, Lumajang Sub-District. From the village, you will return to the starting point of river tubing base camp. To try the river tubing in Tempuran River, you will be charged 48,000 rupiah per person, including pickup transport, coffee break, and tour guide. If you want to include the lunch, the cost is 65,000 rupiah per person. The visitors are allowed to do the river tubing with minimum age of 10 years. However, the age can be conditioned if the river flow is small. Those who have special diseases and heart disease should not try the river tubing in Tempuran River. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic River Tubing at Tempuran River. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Indonesia, wherever you are, thank you for joining the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. Listener, the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 ended on April 30th, and now is the time you've been waiting for. The announcement of the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. Based on the Indonesian Tourism Ministry letter dated on May 5th, 2017, on the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017, here are the winners. Mitsuaki Horike from Japan, Takashi Kawai from Japan, Akio Uemura from Japan, Prithviraj Purkayasta from India, Pradeep Chandra Kundu from India, Adita Pritika Subramanian from India, Titong Yang from China, Kong Lei from China, Chao Yanping from China, and Michael Cunningham from Australia. On behalf of Indonesian Tourism Ministry and Voice of Indonesia, we would like to congratulate all the winners. The winners are invited to visit Indonesia from May 27 until 31st, 2017. Those who have been mentioned as the winners in this announcement must complete their travel documents and prominent figure form and send them along with your photo to our email address wiquiz2017@gmail.com wiquiz2017@gmail.com. Once again, congratulations, and we are looking forward to seeing you in Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about Venice Art Biennial Exhibition. Venice in Italy is popular as the center of spectacular artists. Known as the City of Art, from May to November, Venice will hold the biggest contemporary art exhibition in the world, called the 57th Venice Art Biennale, with the theme Viva Art Viva. The exhibition will be participated by 120 artists from 51 countries, including Indonesia. Indonesia's participation in the Venice Art Biennale 2017 is part of Indonesian government support to significantly promote six Indonesian creative industry in many events in the world, including contemporary art. At the Venice Art Biennale exhibition this year, Indonesia will be represented by an Indonesian woman who was born in Bali, Tintin Wulia. In the exhibition, Tintin will raise the theme 1001 Martian Home. The arts will be displayed in Indonesian pavilion with 70 meters square in Arsenal area. 1001 Martian Homes tells about the time and space that is connected with human. The Venice Art Biennale 2017 was officially opened on May 13, 2017. Even though the Indonesian pavilion and other pavilions have been open since May 10, 2017. During the opening, the officials of the event invited artists, journalists, and celebrities from all over the world. The Indonesian Pavilion was officially opened with Tumpeng by the Creative Economy Agency Vice Chairman and Indonesia Pavilion Commissioner Chairman Ricky Pasik. On the opening, Indonesian Ambassador to Italy, His Excellency S.T. Andayani, and Indonesian Embassy staffs. On the same time, in Senayan City Mall, Jakarta, the Creative Economy Chief Triawan Munaf opened Indonesian Pavilion. The pavilion is a bit similar with the Indonesian Pavilion in Venice Art Biennale 2017. The two pavilions are also connected through internet. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany that informed you about Venice Art Biennale 2017. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We meet again on the next edition of Miscellany.
Again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me in the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present you Indonesian popular singer Hetikus Endang, who was popular in the era of 80s to 90s. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Kemuning by Hetikus Endang. Happy listening.
Sepoi-sepoi menyebar harum wangi.
You have certainly familiar to the voice of one of Indonesian talented senior singer, Hetikus Endang, with the song Kemuning. Not only pop music genre, Hetikus Endang also capable to dedicate a variety of songs, both kroncong pop and Malay. She has Sunda Minang blood, who, since childhood, won various singing contests, including radio and television singing competitions. Then, she won a lot of achievements in the country, among others, representing Indonesia to WBSF Tokyo, earning most outstanding performance with Aji Bandi, the songwriter Damai Tapi Gersang in 1977, his song Kemuning, composed by Arianto, also in 1979, the hit song Dingin, composed by Rinto Harahap in 1980, as well as performed the song Pra or Pras, which became the second winner of the national level song festival, after its first champion was the song Symphony Yang Indah, composed by Robby Lea, sung by Bob Tutupoli in 1981. Bringing the song Siksa, composed by Titi Hamzah, with Ais Darlia at the National Song Festival, Hetikus Endang's song came out as the first champion, and the duet of Hetikus Endang and Ais Darlia was named as the best performer. In 1981, she represented Indonesia for the second time to WBSF Tokyo in 1981, performed the song Siksa. In 1982, she performed the song entitled Tembang Cinta Menjelang Fajar on the selection of Indonesian song for ASEAN Pop Song Festival in 1982. Well, listener, that was part of Hetikus Endang's achievements as a multi-talented singer in the country. Many other achievements she accepted during her career in the Indonesian music industry. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Dingin by Hetikus Endang. Happy listening.
Tambah tinggi, entah
The song Kemuning, composed by Arianto and Dingin by Rinto Harahap, became hits in the country respectively. Arianto and Rinto Harahap were actually gained their popularity in composing the songs, but no matter how good a song, if it is not supported by qualified singers like Hetikus Endang, will be difficult to be a hit song. Like the Minang songs entitled Pulanglah Uda, also managed to become hits in the country. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Damai Tapi Gersang by Hetikus Endang. Happy listening, and sampai jumpa.
Hidup yang bersama, hidup.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. diriku terasa getar seluruh tubuhku. Mungkinkah asma
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.